In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are on the threshold of Great Lent, brothers and sisters. Great Lent encompasses many things. We have extra services. The services are more complex. We're fasting. Many of us will be considering trying to read some good book or several, reading more scripture. There's lots of things that go into Great Lent. But it's very simple, really. Let's keep it simple. Because Christianity is simple. What Great Lent is about is change. The change from within. And the reason we need to change is because of the words of our Savior, where He says, "And this is eternal life, that they might know Thee, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." In order to know Him, we need to change. We need to become like Him. To know love, we must love. To know forgiveness, we must forgive. To know humility, we must be humble. So, and all these things our Lord has in abundance. And for us to know Him, we must become like Him. Now, the most important aspect of Great Lent, bar none, is that we learn to forgive. This is why this gospel is here, front and center, before we begin the Great Fast. Sure, it talks about fasting, but it talks about fasting after it talks about forgiveness. So if you want to measure your progress in Great Lent, measure whether or not you can forgive all men their transgressions. Because the Lord's words are true. Not one of His words will pass by unaccomplished. And it says, He says, if you forgive men your transgressions, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you do not forgive them their transgressions, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your transgressions. So the essence of living a good life is to forgive. Now this forgiving comes from becoming good as God is good. Because those who are good, those who have the virtues, forgive people that do not have virtues. So all of the virtues are summed up in forgiveness. Another word for forgiveness, certainly not etymologically correct, but in the meaning of the word is correct, is love. Love and forgiveness are the same. Because if you love, you forgive. Always. So Great Lent is about forgiving. About learning to forgive. Now many of you will try to fast and some of you will fail. Many of you will try to read a good book and you'll only read the first three chapters of 37. Many will try to read the scriptures, I hope. And perhaps towards the end of Great Lent your efforts will flag. All these things are good and necessary. But they take the second place. The first place is change yourself. Change the way you think about people. Change the way you relate to people. Change your feelings towards others. Forgive them their trespasses. Because this is a life or death moment for you. If we do not forgive, we will not be forgiven. So there it is, the road to heaven. Spread out for us and lit up so that we can see it clearly. Forgive other men their transgressions, and you will be forgiven yours. He places no limitation upon this. No matter what your sins, God will forgive if you forgive others. Now the problem is we don't forgive very well, do we? And if you think you forgive well, then I would say examine yourself more closely, because anyone who says, "I forgive everyone and hold nothing against anyone," is a liar. Because, look at what forgiveness really entails. Do you ever have any bitter thoughts? Do you ever have one shred of anger towards another man? Do you ever gossip about someone else? Do you ever think bad thoughts about someone? Do you ever kind of shun someone? Maybe not, you know, so that they see you shun them, but maybe you know, you choose not to go to a certain place because there's an unpleasant person there, or something of that nature. Do you ever feel thoughts of revenge? Do you ever make up in your mind a conversation you're going to have with someone, but you're going to tell them off because of the wrong things they've done to you or to a loved one? Let's be honest. This describes us. And this describes not forgiving. So Great Lent is the opportunity to especially focus on our inner change. The reason why we do this is because the more we become like Christ, the more we share in His joy. And the joy of Pascha is immeasurable. But how many of you, on Pascha and the days thereafter, are completely filled with joy, absolutely overflowing, so that absolutely you are completely at peace with everything? Can anyone say this? I don't think so. Yes, we feel joy on Pascha, but oftentimes it's tinged by all kinds of other things that come in. By noticing, oh, that person left early, or this person did that, or this person did this, we don't forgive. Great Lent is the opportunity to forgive. So the Lord says, first, forgive men your trespasses. Then He says, when you fast, fast in this way. The reason He puts one before the other is because the fasting supports the greater. The greater is mentioned first, but the lesser things, and they are lesser, but they are still of great importance, because the Lord says, don't leave the other undone, remember, right? When He talks about tithing, don't leave that undone, but still do the greater things. The greater things are to love, and the lesser are to fast, and to try to pray more, and to read the Scriptures. But all of it is of no avail whatsoever if you do not learn to forgive others their trespasses. This is the greatest challenge we have in our life. Our Lord spoke more about our relationship to each other than our relationship to Him. And the reason He did is because we cannot love God if we do not love our fellow man. It's impossible. Anyone who says he has the love of God in him and doesn't love others, he's a liar and tells not the truth. So basically says St. John in his epistle. So Great Lent is the opportunity to love, to forgive. This is a difficult challenge. Very difficult. So you have to throw yourself into it wholeheartedly. Don't give yourself any excuse for feeling an evil thought about someone. None. Don't give yourself any quarter. You are to forgive. It doesn't matter if that person has stopped doing the evil thing. It doesn't matter if that person forgives you. It doesn't matter if that person says they're sorry. It doesn't matter what that person does or doesn't do. You are to forgive. Both great and small things. Forgive everything. Don't let the way of the world infiltrate your soul. And the way of the world is, if you hurt me, I will hurt you. That is not the way of Christ. The way of Christ is to give completely of ourselves, not expecting anything in return, and not being angry when we don't get anything in return. And to forgive everyone our transgressions, or their transgressions. Now, the Lord said, be perfect. I don't think we can really attain that goal right now. But it's still a commandment. But the Lord also said, if you forgive men their trespasses, God will forgive you. This is our ticket to heaven. This is the way of eternal life, to forgive. So we spend much effort, a tithe of the year, to try to teach ourselves to forgive more. This is what is necessary right now for us. It's necessary every day. But God knows, and we know too, how easily we lose attention. How hard it is for us to do something consistently, day after day after day. So let us have more intensity at this time of year, and to forgive. Everything that we do should be so that we change. Christianity is change. It is becoming. Becoming like God so that we would know God. So everything during this fast, from the greatest to the smallest thing, should be with the goal of learning to forgive. Because if you forgive, you are like God. Any man who forgives every man everything will be saved. But this is not an easy way. This is a difficult way. Now, the beauty of forgiveness is that when we forgive, we are empowered to be able to conquer our other sins. It is impossible to conquer our sins if we do not forgive. Completely impossible. Because we cut ourselves off from life. The Holy Spirit lives where there is light. And only where there is forgiveness is there light. Because to not forgive, in whatever form it takes, and I've mentioned some of the forms, whether being angry, gossiping, feeling thoughts of revenge, whatever it is, when there is lack of forgiveness, there is darkness. And the love of God is not in us then. So if we are to call ourselves Christians, then let us bear the name with honor. To be a Christian is to forgive everyone. It has to come from the heart. Perhaps in the beginning it comes from forcing yourself. Forcing yourself to be kind to someone you don't like. Forcing yourself to keep your mouth shut when you want to say something evil about someone. But eventually, with God helping us, these things that we force ourselves to do will become very easy for us to do without any effort whatsoever. And it will be easy to forgive. This is our opportunity for salvation. To forgive others. Notice the direction that the Lord is sending us. All the things that we must do. The fasting, the prayer, the reading. He mentions only fasting, but it's all of the ascetical endeavors. All of them are to forgive. Now we must do everything with the right mind. He says don't fast and disfigure your face and make people think you're fasting. Don't brag about your fasting, etc., etc. Because the only reason we should be doing anything is to become like God. And when we measure ourselves against God, we've made very little progress. It doesn't matter what my neighbor is doing. It matters what I am doing when it comes to what kind of Christian I am. I can't blame my neighbor, nor can I take on the virtues of my neighbor. I must struggle, and so must you. Great Lent is the time for struggling to learn to forgive. I would challenge you, look in your heart. See where it is that there is darkness. It might be shocking to you. Who have you not forgiven? How difficult it is to forgive. How difficult. And the lack of forgiveness is like a hydra. It takes on many, many heads, many shapes, many forms. And as soon as you cut one off, another one grows. Because the root of our lack of forgiveness is our own pride, which permeates every cell in our body. So let us take this opportunity to truly have a good Lent. Don't measure your Lent on whether or not you've kept the fast every day. I don't want to offend anyone or shock anyone, scandalize. I'm not saying don't fast. Fasting is critically important. Without fasting, you won't be able to forgive. But then again, without forgiveness, you won't be able to fast. And if this seems like a circular argument to you, then you have not yet understood the grace of God working within us. It's not illogical, but it is true. Struggle to fast. and struggle to forgive. And the two will help one another. But the greater is to forgive. May God help you to forgive all men their transgressions, so that you will be forgiven your transgressions. This is the purpose of Lent. Remember it and live it. Amen.